Love without partiality. You see and hear it all the time. Discrimination against minority races, minority religions, and minorities of all kinds, from governmental oppression and persecution to prejudiced individuals with their rude jokes and antagonistic behavior. What a stark contrast that is to the way God is and the way that He wants us to be. The Bible tells us in Acts 10:34 that God shows no partiality. In just about every country, lines are sharply drawn between the rich and the poor, the educated and the uneducated, the predominant race and the minority races, the predominant religion and the discriminated against smaller religions. The mainstream majority invariably denigrates and demeans the minority. Racial and religious discrimination and hatred are thriving in the world today. The Bible says that in the last days, the love of many shall wax cold, Matthew 24:12. And this can be clearly seen in an increasingly hate-filled society. The news media is full of more and more headlines of bigotry, cruelty, and crimes against those who are different or hold differing views from the majority. We must not let ourselves be influenced by or fall into society's way of dealing with differences between people. God has given us a better way, and that is to love one another. In our dealings with others, we must be very careful to not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment, John 7:24. Making a hasty judgment based on something negative that you hear is not wise and is usually incorrect. There are at least two sides to every story. If we respond to the first negative word about a situation or people by rejecting any possibility of there being any good in them, then we are certainly guilty of judging a matter before we hear it in its entirety, and it will be folly and shame to us. Proverbs 18:13. We can't love or even sympathize with people unless we understand them. And we can't truly understand them without putting ourselves in their place or trying to see things from their perspective. God created people to be different, and He loves them all. His great love and grace reach out to all of His creations the same. Somebody said, God spreads grace like a 4-year-old spreads peanut butter. He gets it all over everything. God didn't make some people that He loved less and others that He loved more. He doesn't love people with a certain color of skin any more than He loves people with another color of skin. If we show a prejudicial, belittling, demeaning spirit towards others, it must hurt Him very much. We are supposed to love all people the same. Jesus gave His life for all humankind. How could He love one person more than the other when He has shown the very greatest love possible by dying for each of them? Like the universal Heavenly Father that He is, God loves all people equally. When you're a parent, as your children come along, you love each one to the fullest. You put everything you can into each one according to their particular needs. You give your life over again for each one. Regardless of their differences, you love each one individually with as much love as you have to give. That's how God loves. Can't we love the same?